What's up, what's up, what's up, man? Alright guys, today's video is titled, "If they're willing to turn a plane around for a woman not wearing a mask, they'd be willing to kill you." So as you guys can see in the screen in front of me, a plane that was going from Miami to London, after being about an hour and a half up in the air, it was turned around to go back to Miami Airport because the lady was not wearing a mask. Gentlemen, you need to understand something very extremely important. If these psychopaths, if these terrorists, if these miserable people are willing to turn a plane around for a woman who probably in all likelihood was asleep because it was a night flight, the mask probably was below her nose, or maybe, you know, maybe the mask was below her chin because, you know, she was asleep. If they're willing to return a plane like that, inconvenience hundreds of people, cost tens of thousands of dollars in losses, then shooting you with a gun shouldn't be that difficult at all. Putting you on a ventilator and purposely killing you should not be that difficult at all for the psychopaths. So what you guys have to understand is that the Zionist regime has didn't put people in charge. All the Zionist regime did is that it allowed bad people, people who are inherently sadistic, people who are inherently suffer from something in Islam called Maradun al-Alb, which means a disease of the heart. These people are now allowed to be who they really are. So this is why we have people out there who want you to wear a mask, even though all the science in the world shows that masks are useless. Scamarona is pretty much the common cold by now. Everybody had it, including myself. Yet this is not about your health, guys. This is about power. And this is about power in the hands of lowly people. I remember when I was at the McDonald's in California, you know, about a year and a half ago. I was in there working on my laptop, and they had, you know how they have, you know, enter in this door, exit out this door. So a guy, he picked up his order, and he was gonna exit out the door that he came in from, the entrance door, and the lady said to him, "Sir, go out this door. It's for your health." Now, I know some of you guys are probably saying, well, you know, going out a door, another door is not that big of a deal. Guys, in this McDonald's, like most McDonald's, one door is on one side of the building, the other door is on the other side of the building. So this guy, his car was next to the entrance door, and if he went out the exit door, he had to walk all around the parking lot to get to his car. But this woman, you know, because she wanted that power grab, she wanted that authority of commanding someone to do something that they don't want. This is what we are dealing with here. And with Scamarona pretty much being a hoax, which I've been telling you for well over 2 years now, or about close to 2 years now, the people who had all the power are going to go crazy, okay? Again, it's right in front of you. A plane turns around because a woman wasn't wearing a mask on a freaking night flight, you know? So these people are gonna go out of their mind, you know? The whole, it's for your health, you know, it's because the government said so. All that is going out the door, and these people now, they got a taste of power. They got a taste of authority. And now, they don't want to let it go. Okay? See, just like when people get on the government cheese, you know, they get on welfare, the government gives them money, they think it's gonna last forever, and then when they realize, oh shit, it's not gonna last forever, you know, they usually go crazy. This is what's happening here. These people who got a taste of authority and power, something they never had because they were not important enough, they don't wanna let it go. So eventually, guys, what's gonna happen is that a lot of these people, they're gonna lose their brain. It's gonna be us versus them. You guys need to understand. If they turn the plane around for a woman not wearing a mask, they'll kill you. They'll put you up against against whatever. You know, they don't even have to put you up. They'll just shoot you, okay? These evil people, if they were given the authority and the backing of the Zionist regime, and eventually they will kill you. So at this point, you and I have two options. Either we exterminate them or they exterminate us. Now, fortunately, the Islamic religion gives us a third option, which is to go up in the mountains away from it all, because you have to understand, a lot of bad things are gonna happen. You know, 2022, guys, 2022, I think a lot of bad things are gonna happen, because in the midterm elections, you know, I don't think that the demon rats are gonna make it in the 2022 elections. So I think the Zionists need to pull an all-out war within the next several months. So what you guys should be doing is that you should be making preparations for leaving the West. Now, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. The best place for you and me to be right now when shit hits the fan is going to be in Afghanistan with the Taliban, okay? So that's my video for today. Quick video, guys. I'm going to see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.